This is the 24th of March, 2020. I'm sending this, recording this in my mini study adjoining our kitchen in our house in Blackburn North. And just doing this. Sorry, I'm just doing this for this new archive of the coronavirus project. At the moment, I'm at home with two of my kids. One of them's just gone for a bike ride. The other one's just grabbing a snack. We're in a type of lockdown here, so I should be at my new job, but I'm not. I'm here at home. We've got a day off today. I work at the State Library. Just recently finished a position at RMIT University at the AFI Research Collection. It's been a pretty crazy time here. Aside from the general media chatter and the need to keep our distance, which we are trying to practice. There's been a lot going on in my own life, a new job, and trying to move my father's things out of a nursing home flat, and that's been quite difficult, and now this whole process is adding another layer to it. I guess if you think back how this virus is kind of affecting me and my family, so I'm going to be working from home. The State Library is closed. My wife is a teacher and she's actually at work, but in Melbourne they've closed all the schools, so thankfully she gets to work without the fear of catching the virus from little kids. I think this has been a big thing about this whole social distancing talk, which has been going on, that there are some jobs that you just can't keep a social distance. And in particular, school teachers really, really, really cop it pretty bad having little kids in that close vicinity. If any of them have got the virus, it means pretty much everyone, a very good chance a lot of people in that room will catch a virus. And little kids, they're not the cleanest of tykes. They slobber over one another. Anyone who's been around a primary school long enough knows that a lot of primary schools are a really good breeding ground for a lot of illnesses and viruses, colds and coughs and so on. So just to think what a coronavirus could do there is pretty scary. So we're very lucky in Victoria, I think, that the schools are closed. Anyway, my wife's at work. So my kids are at home and they're love their video games, unfortunately. So they're spending a bit of time doing that. They've got no homework to do, so which is nice. So I think we're just going to have to ride it out over the next few weeks. Aside from that, other things have been affected. I'm a musician and I was going to play a gig, but that got cancelled on Saturday, which I was really annoyed about because I'd actually been practicing quite a bit. And so that's sort of fallen through. So that's a shame. And I guess in other day-to-day things, it's the feeling of not being able to catch up with people. Went to the cafe to get a cuppa this morning, our little cafe down the road, Battle Cafe, and everyone's standing outside waiting for their coffees. And obviously the whole thing, the big thing that's been publicized is the shops over the last few weeks, lack of toilet paper, which is kind of silly, but you know, it's a bit of a scary thing for people. And that scared, I mean, we had enough stuff. We're all right. We got two freezers in our house, so we're lucky. It meant that we weren't ever going to be short of food, and we had a lot of toilet paper. But there are some friends of ours that didn't. My wife, actually gave some toilet paper to some of her colleagues because they just couldn't buy any. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. But gee, I wonder like what this really means. That's my dog Pepper. So I'm getting to walk her every day, which is good. I try to walk her every day, but that's a good reason to get out of the house. I just wonder if we're all going to go mad, really. Yeah, sometimes we've got short tempers, so it's just that whole thing. We just hope we're all going to be cool and get through it all. But yeah, I'm just really hoping we'll be okay. I guess just trying to find time to do the little things that I like doing for myself while still doing the things like trying to do things like keep the house tidy best I can, support my wife with that, and still work properly when work is going to happen. And yeah, just keep on pushing through. No Aussie rules, no AFL. I mean, that's sad. No football or soccer. So I love sport. We miss it here. My son is, loves his football. He's quite good at it, but he's getting back onto the skateboard, as is my daughter too. So yeah. Anyway, I'm hoping that hopefully, we'll find some sort of cure soon and things can return back to something that used to way things were a few weeks ago. But it's a bit of a scary time, and just hope we can just hang in there. It's I'm a bit of a history buff, and I'd read about these big events that would happen, and sort of think, wow, well, imagine if I was, there during World War II or things like that. And now it feels like this is kind of, well, it's not quite World War II. It's certainly, or a depression, not yet. It's certainly a big event. And just trying to get a head around how quickly it's hit us is very strange. But yeah, anyway, don't know what else to say apart from I hope everyone stays well, and big love to all of you. So, yep. 24th of March 2020, 11:30 I started round about this little piece. So yeah, and I'm just doing it into my computer. So anyway, best of luck everyone, and hopefully I'll post again. Okay, bye bye.